It's the Friday before the elections, and we're on the corner of Ocean and Soquel in downtown Santa Cruz. I'm standing around with some people I just met on the streets. This is Ray, Shane, and Joelle. So we're going to be talking a little bit about elections for the Critical Mass Radio Network. So let's just start it off with Ray. Who are you going to vote for the president? Are you going to vote for president of the United States?
Well, for one, I'm only 16, but if I were to vote for one, I would only vote for Kerry. Because Bush, well, one, for he's a liar. He's lied about over a couple times, right? About different things, like how there's mass destruction bombs in Iraq, which there isn't. And
God speaking in mind.
Huh? God. Oh, yeah. And people are dying for no apparent reason just because Bush had to lie. Which I think is very, very stupid, and yeah, I just don't like Bush personally. I like Kerry. I don't really like Kerry either, but you know, there's only two choices here, so I'd rather go for Kerry, and that's all. Unless you have another question.
All right, so go ahead.
Who's this?
Shane. Actually, I'm not really gonna vote, but if I was gonna vote someone, I'd vote for Kerry. Bush kind of didn't do a lot of the things he said for when he was getting elected, and just recently when he kind of thought that maybe Kerry was going to win and stuff, he started doing a lot of ecological things, started helping out the environment and stuff. I forget what he did. There was some stuff in the paper, but he just started getting to work and actually doing stuff for our environment that he promised he would do. Started nearing the end. But I don't know. I'm kind of pro-choice on that, and I think that Kerry should definitely be elected. I mean, I don't really like either of them, but from where Bush is leading us, it's not really a good position.
Yeah.
And then, Joelle, what about you?
I'm only 15, but if I were to vote, I would definitely vote for John Kerry, just because Bush is a leader who, like, leads with his religion more than his reason. So I don't think that's a good thing to have in as a leader for this country, because there's so many different types of people with different religions that aren't, like, that don't see his way. And I think we need someone who is more open to seeing other people's points of view and stuff.
Have you thought about third-party politics? Have you thought about the Green Party?
I have, but I really wouldn't vote for them, because the way I see it is a vote for them is a vote for Bush, because, like, as much as they don't agree with Bush and they don't, like, do the same things as Bush, they're not, like, they have a very small chance of winning, so I really don't think that voting for them would be a good choice.
And then back to you, Ray, have you ever looked into any party besides the Green? I mean, I'm sorry. Any party besides the Democrats or the Republicans?
No, I don't really go followed by all the Democrats or anything like that. I just don't really like Bush, because, you know, I've seen a lot of things headlining that he's lied to us, and I don't know. I guess I believe newspapers and movies and stuff, but I just don't like how he sent a bunch of our troops out to Iraq for no apparent reason. They had no reason. They bombed them for no apparent reason. For no reason. Like, yeah, for oil. We need oil, but, you know, we can live without it. We're working on ways how to live without oil, like solar panel things and stuff. But I don't know, I just don't like Bush. He's a liar. And I don't like liars.
So what have you learned about John Kerry that makes you think that he's going to do something that's going to be better than Bush? Just because Bush is so bad, why do you think that things are going to be any different with Kerry? And how could Kerry even make things different if he wanted to?
Well, I don't know. I really don't like Kerry. Personally, I'd even be better off with reelecting Bill Clinton, but I don't know. Kerry's just a lot better than Bush. From where we're heading with Bush, it's all downhill, and I like Kerry better because he's pro-choice, and, you know, I got a girlfriend, and I got to be careful, so I'd rather, you know, if an accident happened, pro-choice is definitely the way to go. And Kerry's just seems so much better. He's so much smarter. I mean, on the debates and stuff, or George Bush just made an ass of himself. He had no idea what he was talking about. Kerry made every point true and through. It just, I don't know. I don't really like Kerry all that much, but he's just a lot better option. And I wouldn't really vote for a Green Party because most people would think, oh, no one's going to vote for Green Party because that's just a vote for Bush. And everyone votes for Kerry, and it's kind of like a little bit of what everyone else is going for. So if I was going to vote, I would vote for Kerry.
What can we do in our everyday lives to change the system? Because it's apparent that the Democrats, while Clinton was in office, things were still bad. A lot of things like NAFTA got signed, which was a sellout for labor and the environment. A lot of social rights were lost under Clinton. So I'm really impressed with how knowledgeable you are. How did you get your knowledge? What kind of newspapers and magazines and websites are you checking out to get this information? I'm just kind of assuming websites, but
I don't know. After watching like Fahrenheit 9/11, I don't like Bush. I just don't like him. I don't know why. I'm going to keep going on the topic. He's sending people out there to die for no reason. Those people out there, they're killing people that are innocent, and they're just like us, but in a different state, in a different condition. A lot of those people are poor, like me, and I just don't like Bush because, one, I'm homeless, and I think a lot of people downtown Santa Cruz who are homeless would say the same exact thing, that how Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, the governor of California are going with Bush just because, you know, they're rich people, and I know there's a lot of rich people out here in California, but I'll tell you one thing, I am not rich. I do not have one penny on me, and I just do not like people who all revolve around money, and that's all I gotta say.
Hey, we got it. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot for this.
That was cool.
Thanks.
What about being in a state like California where it's not considered a swing state, where it's more of a, people consider it more of a sure thing that Kerry's going to win? Do you think that you could do something more strategic with your vote and maybe vote more with your ideals instead of just with John Kerry?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't really know if it's going to change anything. I mean, eventually, if a lot of people vote for the Green Party or something, that it's going to add up. But as far as the state as a whole, I think that it's basically just a Kerry state, and I don't really think we can change it that much. But we can change it at least a little bit.
Well, what are the things that you care about? You know, what do you want to see? What do you want to happen? I'm with you all. I'm fuck Bush, you know, fuck Bush. But what do we want? You know, what are we gonna create?
I just don't want so much greed. I mean, people are so about money right now. I mean, money, all money is like proof of purchase. You do your work, you get your trade in for food and a warm place to sleep and everything. And Bush is just all about that. I mean, what kind of stuff does he ever put in to earn his fair share? He doesn't really do much. Sits in his office.
But again, this is what you don't want. What do you want?
Do we want? Well, what I want is just more equality, I guess. I don't know if it's like actually like we can. I don't know if we can get it. But I guess just more of a fair chance for the working man to be able to make it and not have to like struggle.
Do you have a job? Does anybody have a job? Have you had experiences trying to get a job in Santa Cruz? How long have you been here?
A lot of people used to not hire me because I had long hair. Now that I have a mohawk, I don't think anyone will hire me. A lot of people go by discriminate by the way you look, especially like how you dress and stuff. I mean, I don't look particularly clean, but I shower just about every day. I mean, and I'm a hard worker. If you tell me to go work, I'll work until the job's done. I'll make sure everything's cool, and I'm a trustworthy person. a lot of people just discriminate by the way you look. It would be good if there at least some people give people a chance. And, I mean, equality is good, definitely.
Yeah.
How about you, Ray? What do you want to see develop? What can we create together as a people here in Santa Cruz that, you know, that all want to see change, you know?
Well, Santa Cruz is a little different. I don't know. Like, if you hang around, like, the downtown area on Pacific Avenue, a lot of cops discriminate against kids just because they hang around down there and chill and smoke marijuana. I'm sorry. Yes, I do smoke marijuana. And, you know, they discriminate against a lot. They spend a lot of money on trying to mess with kids who do marijuana. And there could be other things like getting heroin deals and crack deals and meth and all. There's so many other drugs that are going on killing people. Marijuana does not kill people. Unless, I don't know, if you smoke, like, a lot to the face, maybe, like, pass out or throw up or something. But I don't know. I just don't like how cops discriminate on people, how they look, how they act, and how much money they have. Yeah.
So that bus made me think about how do you all get around in Santa Cruz, and what's transportation like?
Bus and skateboard, yeah. And feet.
Walking.
Good old-fashioned walking.
Walking,
man.
For sure. Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Do you consider yourselves, you know, like, what do you consider yourselves? Like, do you identify yourselves as, like, a Democrat or anything like that?
Well, I don't know if I would actually consider myself one of the two parties or even of the Green Party or anything. But if I had to choose, I think that I would definitely be more of, like, a Democrat for sure. Like, because I'm completely liberal and it just goes along a lot more with my views.
How about you, Ray?
I describe myself as more of a take care of myself. I don't know. I kind of just I'm by myself all the time. Usually with my friends. My friends help me out a lot. A lot of the street kids are very nice, and I don't know. I like how the church groups. I don't know. I'm not really much in the church or all that. I don't really believe in very much stuff, but you know they help a lot, and I totally appreciate their help. You know, for helping the street kids and people all around downtown.
What can people do that are both listening in Santa Cruz and in communities all around? What can people do to help out with youth and street kids?
Thank you.
I don't know. I guess they could spend more money on food for homeless. I don't know. There's a really big rate on, like, not for people not being able to get jobs. I don't know, my mind is kind of going blank. I gotta catch up with my friends, but yeah, another question, a little easy one. Not either, but. So you just walk around and take interviews?
No, this is not too often.
Yeah.